Okay, today we're learning Daf Lamed Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah, and we started the sugya last time of Mitzvah Haba'a Ba'aveira, where we were explaining that the Mishnah tells us that a stolen lulav is possible, and the Mishnah doesn't distinguish between the first day of Yantiv and all the other days of Yantiv. A stolen lulav is always going to be possible. So the Gemara said, the first day of Yantiv, of course it's going to be possible. There is a requirement of lachem on the first day of Yantiv. You actually have to be the owner of your lulav. But the rest of the days of Yantiv, there is no requirement of lachem on the rest of the days of Yantiv. Why would there be a problem with a stolen lulav on the remaining days of Yantiv? So the Gemara said, yeah, because of mitzvah haba'a, ba'avera. Any time that you're facilitating the mitzvah, at least pashup shah, many shitos and rishonim had exactly to be magdir mitzvah ba'avera. But let's say any time that you're facilitating a mitzvah by doing avera, that's called the mitzvah ba'avera. So says the Gemara, we're holding va'am Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai on daf lamed amud aleph. Va'am Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, about 7 lines in the page already, that my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says ki ani Hashem oev mishpat sone gezel ba'ola, that I Hashem love justice and hate gezel ba'ola? Mashal melech basar v'dam shaya over al beis hameches. Imagine a human king that goes by the tax collector. Amar la'avadav, so the melech says to his servants, tenu meches lamochsim, give the tax to the tax collectors. Amru lo, so the servants say to him, king, why would you give the tax to the tax collectors? I'll call the meches klu shalchahu. You're taking it out of your right pocket and putting it in your left pocket, meaning all the tax money goes to you anyway, so why would you pay the toll? Many yilmudu kol avri drachim. I want all the other avri drachim to learn from me. V'lo yavrichu atzman min ameches. And they shouldn't try to avoid, they shouldn't try to jump the tolls. So they're going to see that even the king pays the tolls. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar, Hashem says the same thing. Ani Hashem, so negezel ba'ola. You would think, what would be the problem of bringing a stolen animal as a carbon to Hashem? It all belongs to Hashem anyway, so as far as he's concerned, it's not stolen, meaning he's not taking something that doesn't belong to him. Everything belongs to Hashem. But he's trying to set an example. Mimenu yilamdu bana v'yavrichu atzma min ha-gezel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that people should stay away as much as they can from gezel. Now the Gemara is going to bring another amora that explains the reason of lulav ha-gezel because of mitzvah b'avera. It manami amarabi ami yavish pasul meishen hadar. Dried out lulav is possible because it lacks a sense of hidur, it's not beautiful. Gozel possible, mishum davle mitzvah ba'aveira. A stolen lulav is possible because it is a mitzvah ba'aveira. Upligo de Rabbi Yitzchak, but both Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Ami, who say that the problem of the lulav ha'gozel is mitzvah ba'aveira, that is all in disagreement with Rabbi Yitzchak. Why? Dam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmani Amar Shmuel, lo shanu el yom tov rishon, ab yom tov sheni, mitoch sheyotzi b'shal. Because Rabbi Yitzchak calls that the whole psul of a lulav ha-gazul is only on Yom Tov Rishon. He compares gazul to Sha'ul, that just like a borrowed lulav is only a problem on Yom Tov Rishon when you require lechem, so too is a stolen lulav only a problem on Yom Tov Rishon when you require lechem. But there is no issue after Yom Tov Rishon. After that, you could be yotzei with a borrowed lulav, and you can also be yotzei with a pasul lulav. And the issue of the mitzvah midrabanan of taking lulav on the rest of the days is not going to be problematic. It's not going to be ruined through mitzvah ba'aveir. Masiv Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak asked Rav Yitzchak bar Nachmani in the name of Shmuel, lulav ha'gazel v'yavish pasul. It says that a stolen or dried out lulav is pasul. So it sounds like dafka pasul hasha'ul, dafka gazel is going to be a problem, but hasha'ul kasher, that whenever we're saying that the stolen lulav is a problem, apparently a borrowed lulav would be fine, because it didn't mention in our Mishnah that one of the psulim of a lulav is a borrowed lulav. So whatever case our Mishnah is talking about some situation where a stolen lulav would be problematic, but a borrowed lulav would not be a problem. So Amos, when would that be? If it's on the first day of Yantiv, Haksiv lachem, mishalachem. Pasuk says that it has to belong to you. So then even a borrowed lulav would be a problem. Why didn't the Mishnah mention that? And hai lav didehu, if it's not your lulav, if it's a borrowed lulav. Elav b'yom tov sheni, must be that our Mishnah is talking about the rest of the days of Yom Tov. Yom Tov sheni means day two and on. The katani gazul pasul, and yet the Mishnah still says, it's true that borrowed lulav is kasher, but a stolen lulav is pasul. So isn't this a raya that a stolen lulav, isn't our Mishnah a raya that a stolen lulav is pasul after Yom Tov Rishon? So amarava li olam, really the Mishnah is talking about Yom Tov Rishon. It's talking about dafka on the first day of Yom Tov, and only then is stolen going to be a problem. Why then didn't it mention Shaul? V'lomi bayi kamar. It's written in the style of Lomi bayi. Lomi bayi Shaul delav didehu. You don't even need to tell me that a borrowed lulav is pasul on Yom Tov Rishon because it doesn't belong to you. Aval gazul emastam gzela yesh bailamu. But I might have thought that gazul is better, that you have a better chance of being yotzei the mitzvah with a stolen lulav, because normally when something is stolen, there is a sense of yeyush. The original owner gives up hope of ever retrieving it. So kedidei dami, it's like it belongs to the gazlan. So kamashulah, and that's why the Mishnah has to tell me that a stam gzela calls man that you don't know that the bailam were miyayish. You don't assume that he was miyayish, even though he's not able to save it from the hands of the gazlan. Still, we assume that he's going to try to sue him. He'll do whatever he can to get it back, and therefore a stolen lulav is also pasul. It's not called lachem. So when the Mishnah says that a stolen lulav is pasul, it's talking dafka on Yom Tov Rishon. It doesn't mention that a borrowed lulav is pasul because it's obvious that a borrowed lulav is pasul. Amalu Rav Huna lahanu avankari. Actually, you know what? Well, since Amud Beis is very short, we'll start with Amalu Rav Huna lahanu avankari. Be'ezras Hashem next time, tomorrow, when we do Daf Lamed Amud Beis.